Welcome to Your Family's Health. This is Andrea Evangelista and Professor Joan Buckley from the Department of Nursing here at Nassau Community College. Your Family's Health is a program that focuses on healthcare issues and resources available here in Nassau County. On the show, we will be speaking to experts from around the country to keep you up to date on current healthcare issues and trends. Today, we will be speaking to Anthony Cancellari. He is the chairman of the Long Island Health Network. And we'll be talking about high-quality, cost-effective healthcare.
So if you want to know more about how to stay healthy here in Nassau County, stay tuned for the next half hour and listen to 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College. So welcome to the show, Mr. Cancellari.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning. How are you doing? All right?
We're good.
Good.
We're good. Before we talk to you about your work as a board member of South Nassau Community Hospital and recent appointment as chair of Long Island Health Network, can you tell our listeners about your past work in government and your present work in park strategies?
Sure. I actually started working in government in New York City many years ago, more than I like to acknowledge, and I worked in many different city agencies, New York City Police Department, New York City Parks Department. When I left the city, I was the Deputy Commissioner of Finance for New York City, and it gave me a wonderful backdrop of life in the big city. I learned so much from that experience, and after about 19 years in New York City, I was offered a position in Rockville Center, which happened to be my hometown, as the administrator of the village of Rockville Center. And I was fortunate enough to serve in that position for about 15 years. And it was a wonderful experience. Local government at that level, at the village level, is extremely rewarding. People come up and touch you, and they tell you their problems, and you can fix things and really affect their lives and the community in which they live. After my stint in Rockville Center, I was appointed the Chief Deputy County Executive for Nassau County, much bigger government, 10,000 employees, $2 billion budget, 46 different departments doing varied responsibilities and tasks. Also very rewarding, but can be very frustrating at times just because of its size. But I worked with a wonderful county executive, Tom Suozzi, and I really believe that we made a difference. I was in that position for about 4 years. So I guess if you add up all the numbers, it's 35 plus years.
Yeah, I've been adding up the numbers. How'd you know? I have 19, 15. But
This
is, this is so interesting because many times when we think about the people that are involved in healthcare at the administration level, we don't think about where they came from. And your background is definitely people focused and what's the best for the person and what's the best for the community, and all the different roles that you've played seem to just say that that is what you've been doing for 35 plus years or whatever.
It certainly helped. It really has.
Yeah. And healthcare, a lot of people, as much as we don't want to think about it, they think about healthcare as a business, and it's a people business. So with your background, was it difficult for you to even consider? Like, what made you consider becoming, a spokesperson or part of the decision-making process in healthcare? And why so South Nassau Community Hospitals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting turn of events. About 8 or 9 years ago, I have three children. My middle daughter, Jennifer, who was in her, mid-20s at that time, mid to late 20s, was unfortunately hit by a car on Merrick Road, literally two blocks from South Nassau Hospital. Now, we've lived in Rockville Center, which is very close to South Nassau, for 30 years. Fortunately, never really had to use the hospital other than Jennifer being born there. My son Robert was born there. But, you know, no broken arms or legs or when the kids were growing up, fortunately. So then this happens where Jennifer is hit by a car, and it was pretty serious. Fortunately, she was close to the hospital. But I remember distinctively when my wife and I, who were both at work, came to the hospital. We didn't know what to expect. You get a call that your daughter's been hit by a car. And was met at the door of the emergency room by a police captain who had said, you know, don't worry. And the moment they tell you not to worry, you begin to really worry. You know, they're doing everything they can for her. And told me a little bit about the accident. And when we saw her, she had, you know, severe trauma injuries and was in a neck brace and bandages. And it was a frightening sight, and she had some head injuries, which they were not sure as to what the extent of the injuries were, and the 24 hours following the accident would tell the tale. And the people at the hospital were so kind to us and so understanding and really helped us during that difficult time. Fortunately, Jennifer was okay. Everything worked out okay. But something must have just resonated. Something stayed with me about that experience. And I didn't even realize it. You know, I think I was in, and certainly my wife was in the state of shock for a while. Jen was okay. Matter of fact, she went on to have two babies of her own at South Nassau. It's a good ending to this story. And a couple of years after that, someone asked if I would be interested in talking to some folks at South Nassau about serving on the board.
Yeah, exactly what is it when you're a board member? I think a lot of people aren't clear on that. I mean, I know I'm not 100% sure how they pick them. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure what their role is in the hospital's administration. So if you could explain that, that would be really good.
Sure. Generally, a board is made up of 18 to 24 individuals who bring something to the table that can assist the hospital administration in carrying out their tasks, whether it be someone that worked, you know, in the auditing function or banking function or public relations or even the medical field, obviously. Anything that, you know, the hospital business, as you had mentioned before, is a business. I mean, in order to continue to offer quality care to your residents, to the
community,
people that serve. You know, you have to balance the books. You have to be as efficient as possible. You have to pay your employees. You have to, you know, attend to the infrastructure needs of the hospital. So it's a pretty big business, and the hospital board members meet on a regular basis with the administration. And certainly go over financial issues, liability issues. And then there are subcommittees of the board of trustees, whether it be quality, where they'll sit in meetings with the clinical people and listen to reviews of how patients are being treated. If things were found to be wrong, you know, they would listen to the remedy that's being proposed for the hospital. So it's an oversight role. They serve on building subcommittees to tend to the infrastructure needs, the investment committee for the monies that come into the hospital, the audit committee. You're a non-for-profit. Your books need to be audited under, you know, state and federal rules. The hospital business is one of the most regulated businesses in the world. There are rules for everything, and there are different committees that attend to ensuring compliance to those rules. So it's an oversight to the administration, working closely with the administration, and many of the decisions that are made for the hospital's future are discussed by the board and voted upon by the board, and then it moves forth, and the board then is briefed periodically on the status or progress of those actions. So very complex.
It is very complex.
Yes.
Real, it takes, I'm still learning. I've been on the board going on 8 years now. It takes a long, long time to understand. I mean, there's the whole language of medical clinical care. You know, mm-hmm. you have to understand the terms and what they mean by things. And you're always seeking out to be, you know, state of the art. You know, there's the equipment, the cancer or cardiac equipment that's, you know, state of the art that you want to make sure is appropriate and necessary, and then you have to make decisions to purchase it and pay for it, and where you're going to house it, you know, things of that nature. So it's very, it's varied, complex, but very rewarding. When I leave those meetings, I oftentimes think of just my little role in helping make a decision or making something possible that maybe down the road will save somebody's life.
So do you consider yourself a like a representative of the community at a level that is definitely you're prepared? It's not just, you know, a community person saying, I want to be on the board, but it's someone with a significant background that could actually look at a hospital setting, but yet keep in mind that this is for the community. Do you consider yourself a community representative on the the hospital board?
Our mission is very strong. You know, we want to provide the highest quality medical care to the community we serve. It's Nassau Communities Hospital, South Nassau Communities Hospital. Mm. That's a mission that every one of the board members is fully cognizant of. It's always on our minds. And everything we do, you know, whether it be the building that we're building, the equipment we're buying, the ensuring that we're financially sound, all goes into ensuring you can't give quality care if you don't have the resources to do that. Get the best possible physicians, the best possible staff. We have a wonderful staff. We have 3,500 people that work day in and day out at South Nassau Hospital. And I've met many, many of them over the years, and they really love their jobs. This is not an easy job.
No, it's not. It's
they
really
face
not.
So much on a daily basis.
Yes, mm-hmm. they do. Now would be a great time for a break.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to Your Family's Health on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College. This is Andrea Evangelista and Professor Joan Buckley. We will continue talking with Anthony Cancellari about high-quality, cost-effective healthcare after this short break.
If you would like a podcast of today's program, go to itunes.ncc.edu. Once again, that is itunes.ncc.edu. and click on WHPC.
WHPC.
Welcome back to Your Family's Health. This is Andrea Evangelista with Professor Joan Buckley, and we welcome back our guest, Anthony Cancellari. Before the break, we were discussing your role as a board member on the Long Island Health...
For South Nassau.
South Nassau.
Right, so you're playing a big part there.
You were recently named chairman of the board, which is a voluntary, unpaid position. Can you explain more about that position?
Well, that's with the Long Island Health Network, which was an organization formed in 1998. And it has 10 member hospitals within its organization, South Nassau, Winthrop Hospital, the Catholic Hospital System.
It's huge. It's really, when you think about 10, it seems like when you think about the number of people using each facility, it involves so many people.
Sure, and Brookhaven. So it covers a wide area,
yeah.
Nassau and Suffolk. And the purpose was to of the organization was to find ways to promote quality health care throughout all of the hospitals. A lot of times today, there are specialty hospitals or physicians that people have to travel to. One of the goals of the organization was to try to ensure that all of the hospitals within this network, this organization, provided high-quality care. So those folks, the 2.8, 3 million people that live in Long Island, could easily get that health care if they live in Suffolk County or parts of Nassau County. And it deals with a lot of the best practices within health care, and that information, that data is spread within the 10 hospitals. They do a tremendous amount of analytical work within the organization. All of the admission data and treatment data is funneled into this organization. I think they said at our last meeting they have 170 million data files that they've collected over the years, and they analyze those, and there are different metrics that are utilized in the analyzing of the data. And it gets back to the hospitals as to what's going on. And now with all of the changes in the healthcare reimbursement, hospitals can be penalized if, let's say, for readmission, someone's discharged from a hospital, then readmitted within 15 days. There's a penalty. The hospitals in the past were compensated more or less on a fee-for-service basis. If you went into a hospital, they would administer tests to find out what was wrong, and they would be paid for those tests. It's different now. It's a value-based. They're not going to be compensated for a myriad of tests that they give. It's they want the outcome is more important. So it's, and you're seeing more and more outpatient services being offered. Community, they call it population health,
mm-hmm.
where you want to keep the community, treat them so they're not sick, they don't go into the hospital, so you don't have the cost of hospitalization. So you're going to see in the future, not only on Long Island, but throughout the whole state, you're going to see less hospitals. The hospitals will be smaller. And many of the services that in the past that were performed in hospitals will be performed in an outpatient setting now throughout the island. But we're very, very fortunate on Long Island to have so many wonderful healthcare facilities that our residents can use if necessary. So this organization is the hub to these 10 hospitals and provides a very, very valuable service to the community.
So now my husband does quality, and so he's one of those data extractors. Is that what they consider them?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It is an overwhelming amount of data that they're collecting just to verify the things that you've been talking about, like you know, making sure that when people go home, they have the right follow-up and they don't come back. Because the whole idea is, and South Nassau's Community Hospital is huge with this, with the community involvement and having clinics and things for people as outpatients and trying to keep them from ending up in the hospital. It's amazing how in my nursing career, and I'm sure in your career in business, that it's gone from this fee-for-service to paying for the quality of the care. And I don't know if patients really realize that. So it's like something that, I don't know. I don't know if they're really, I mean, they're much smarter than they used to be. They do research and they know what they're entitled to. But it's huge for someone working in a facility to have to kind of change the way they work sometimes according to this data or according to the findings. And it's a big responsibility, I think, now for people working in healthcare.
Absolutely.
It's huge.
Listen, the technology, computerized medical records now, and it's there for the taking. It's something that these folks are using more and more. And you would hope, the results are still have to come in, but you would hope that based on this type of medical service delivery, that where they're focusing on the outcome, that those outcomes will be better than they were. But yet, you're right, it's completely different. Mm-hmm. And, I was talking to someone last night about, people being discharged and readmitted, and, now they're sending folks to their homes to check to make sure they're taking their meds, to see what their diet, what they're eating, and they said you'd be surprised how oftentimes they find out they haven't even filled the prescription that they were given at the hospital. They're not taking their meds. They're eating the wrong foods. They're not being cared for. And that's just a recipe for readmission for disaster. They're going to come back in. So if you can focus on your, and at South Nassau, our area of focus is from essentially Valley Stream to Massapequa, from Garden City to Long Beach. A pretty large area.
Yeah.
But, we're going to be doing a lot more in the communities on the wellness side and following up and being very aggressive in that area to keep our population as healthy as possible. And hopefully the results will speak for themselves.
I think they will. I mean, from what I hear, I know I'm familiar with other hospitals, but from South Nassau Community's centers, some of the clinics are just amazing. And the way they look at the people is exactly like that. They kind of look at the home.
Right.
I remember a pediatrician from your facility over there, and she brought in the whole family when she evaluated a child. She brought in the grandparents. She brought in the parents just to see really what obstacles they're up against keeping kids healthy and making sure that everybody's on the same page. And the end result is the kid stays healthy, right?
Yep.
You've got everybody on board. Now, this was, you do this voluntarily, all of this, and that's kind of an amazing thing, especially this Long Island Health Network, because it is huge. I mean, I can't tell you how many times in my home my husband has mentioned Long Island Health Network issues because of the field he's in healthcare. He's in it. And it's huge. And yet this is a voluntary position for you.
Well,
So you must be passionate about it. I mean, there has to be something.
I'm getting there. It starts small. When you're asked to serve on a board like South Nassau, mm-hmm. you really don't know the amount of time that you'll spend. You know it's going to be some time, but, I believe strongly in I've been blessed, my family's been blessed, and we should give back as much as we possibly can. But it takes on a life of its own, and you don't even realize it before you're a chairman of this, you're on this committee, you're on that committee, and then you move to other committees. So it's a lot of time, but I really, really enjoy it, and I really, as I said before, feel that I can look back and say, I made a little bit of a difference. There are so many people in this healthcare team on Long Island that do a wonderful job every day, and if I can just help a little bit, it makes me feel good. So I enjoy it, and I do have a passion for it.
I think you do more than enjoy it. I think you want to really make a positive change, but it's just so unusual that they actually don't pay people to do so much.
Yeah.
and ask so much, because this is a lot of commitment, I would think. Now, with the Long Island Health, I want to say it right, the Long Island Health Network and your role in it, do they include like frontline workers, say nurses? Are there nurse representatives in this network as well?
Structure.
What is the structure?
Is each of the hospital members has representatives on the board.
Mm-hmm.
So there are about, I guess, about 24, 25 people. It's a weighted system, depending on, you know, how many hospitals you have. Like the Catholics have 6 hospitals. So it's a weighted system, and they're board members. And then there's a chair, and then I'm in that position now. Then we have a staff, the executive director. We have financial people, data people. And quite a few of them are nurses. I just recently met with the staff out in Melville the other day, and I think 2 or 3 of the top positions were former nurses, St. Francis and other hospitals.
Well, once a nurse, always a nurse. I don't know if
once
they're
a nurse,
former.
Always.
Yeah.
they have their liaisons, if you will, in each of the hospitals that they talk to on a daily basis and share that data, and certainly the nurses are involved and different administration folks at each of the hospitals. There's currently a dialogue going back and forth with the information, any information that we will get about best practices and whatnot. So there's constantly a dialogue flow, and these folks at the staff of the Long Island Health Network do a fantastic job. You know, we talked about the enormous amount of data that comes in and analyzing that data and making sense of it, and then getting back to the hospitals to ensure that they understand what the trends are, and there's and the reimbursement end with the insurance companies. They negotiate the contracts for the 10 hospitals, and there's a lot of penalties on hospitals now on the readmissions and other things, and they get back to the hospitals to let them know, hey, listen, you're going in this direction based on the data, you better take a look at this, and it's an early warning system in a lot of areas. But again, it's to promote the quality, efficiency, and spread evenly throughout the island the ability for those folks, no matter where they live out on the island, to get quality care, so they don't have to travel 50 miles to a specialized hospital. They can go right in their neighborhood and get that quality care. We have wonderful hospitals in the network.
Yes, yes, you do. Do you have a takeaway message you want to leave with our listeners today?
Well, it's just that, I guess, that we're very fortunate. Living on Long Island, it's a great place for a whole host of reasons. A very safe community. We have great educational facilities like the Community College and Molloy College and so many other colleges. And the healthcare opportunities, the number of hospitals, quality hospitals we have on Long Island. You look at the other parts of the country where people have to travel 60, 80, 100 miles, depending on where they live for the healthcare. And then we're a stone's throw away from New York City, which has an abundance of healthcare facilities. So we're very, very fortunate to have those facilities. But you have to take care of yourself. You have to go to the doctor. You have to make sure you get your checkups. And you have to follow up, take the doctor's advice, and take those medications if prescribed. And we have to be healthier. But if something should happen where you need health care, rest assured we have the best possible health care for our residents on Long Island that money could buy.
Okay. Thank you. We want to thank our guest, Anthony Cancellari, for being with us today, and we want to thank you for listening to Your Family's Health.
This brings an end to another edition of Your Family's Health on 90.3 FM, the voice of Nassau Community College. If you would like a podcast of today's program, go to itunes.ncc.edu and click on WHPC. Joan Buckley is Professor of Nursing at Nassau Community College. Your comments are always welcome at whpc@ncc.edu. This program was produced at the studios of WHPC 90.3 on the campus of Nassau Community College. Join us again next week for another edition of Your Family's Health.